Christ is all. No Sanctification by the Law. Written and read by David H. J. Gay. Christ is all. An important clarification. The word sanctification will appear repeatedly throughout this book. Let me say how I am using it. And there is need. I fully accept that the elect, immediately they are brought into Christ by faith, are fully, absolutely, perfectly, utterly, completely, irreversibly, and permanently sanctified. Have I stopped every loophole? Perfectly sanctified by the application of Christ's work to them by the Holy Spirit. In this book, however, I am not talking about that. I don't question it in the least, but that sanctification is not the issue which concerns me here. Not in any way undermining what I have just said, but nevertheless, with equal vehemence in stating it, Scripture teaches that believers are new creatures in Christ, and that this new life will show itself, must show itself, by their growth in grace and in the knowledge of their Lord and Saviour, Christ Jesus. Indeed, this new life and its development is the cardinal evidence of their saved condition. Without it, their profession is false. In other words, believers must be sanctified. To distinguish this latter sanctification from the former, let me make use of a phrase that has been commonly used for centuries, even though I admit it cannot be found in Scripture, namely, progressive sanctification. In this book, however, I usually drop the progressive and talk about sanctification. Even so, I am confident that no well-meaning reader can misunderstand my meaning in any particular context. I realize that what I have said will be a red rag to some. Nevertheless, I am unrepentant. I am convinced that when Scripture speaks of holiness without which no one will see the Lord, it's not referring to that absolute sanctification which the elect have upon believing, but to progressive sanctification, to personal godliness. The context of Hebrews 12, verse 14, is invincible proof that it is so. Of course, I am not suggesting that the believer can make progress in holiness by his own power, nor that his progressive sanctification will ever be perfect in this life. It must always be progressive. Literally, work in progress. Even so, I do say that Scripture calls upon the saved sinner to work out his salvation by God's grace in the power of the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, while it is the believer's duty and privilege to obey God in this command, he is responsible for the perfecting of his holiness in the fear of God, he has the assurance that under the terms of the new covenant, the Spirit will inevitably move him to it and enable him to do it, so that he can join the apostle in declaring, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." Again, whatever good is accomplished by, through, and in the believer, he with Paul can only say it was, "Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me, that did it." Finally, with the writer to the Hebrews, all believers must pray, "Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make us complete in every good work to do his will, working in us what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen."